Kisterberos.com has to be my favorite website in the cosmos. Would you like a jelly for me?
Welcome to podcast number 5. That's podcast with a K. This is the Casterbus podcast. With me, as ever, is my faithful companion, Brian Terranova. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Christian.
Excellente. Now, today we're going to be discussing the return of Martha halfway through series 4 of Doctor Who. We'll also be looking at the remaining episodes of season 3, which we didn't get around to talking about. So why don't we do that straight away? I believe we have a special guest for this section. Brian, is that right?
We do. Flown in all the way from across the universe, we have with us today the Time Lord himself, Omega.
Brian?
Yes?
Is that you?
Oh, yes. That's so creepy. I love when you come into the studio. This is brilliant. Omega, how are you today?
Oh, not bad, not bad. I'm not exactly tangible in this universe, obviously.
Well, you know, it's a brief stay, so we won't keep you long. We'll talk just quickly. But I understand that you're pretty much an avid fan of the new series of Doctor Who.
Yes, it's very good, yes. I'd better not touch that cup of tea, thank you. It might explode.
Understood. So what we want to do is get the perspective from somebody who's not exactly from around here. How you feel about these particular episodes, the last three that we had to review of Series 3. You know, people hear the average human reaction every day. We want to see what you feel. As an ex-Time Lord and as a guy from the antimatter universe, how do you feel about that? You willing to help us out with that?
Well, yes.
Great.
I felt Utopia was not exactly how I would describe the end of the universe, having been there myself.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, it was good to see the Doctor pitting his wits against another rival Time Lord, however.
Sure, yeah, I mean, that's always a good time, that's always fun. I mean,
yes.
Who knows, maybe you'll get your chance in the new series as well, but, I think you hit the nail on the head with this whole three-parter toward the end there.
Yes, indeed I did.
Very well. Moving on to the sound of drums, how did you feel about the sound of drums?
Oh, the sound of drums, the sound of drums, the sound of drums beating in my head. Do you know, it was in fact myself, Omega, who held the young master at the eye of the vortex.
Is that right? Wow. So you don't get this kind of stuff in the show. That's brilliant. That's an exclusive right there.
That's right.
So how did he react when you held him there?
Well, he went stark raving bonkers. I would have thought that was obvious to everybody.
Right, should have guessed that, really. Yeah. The drums, do you hear the drums?
Sorry?
Do you hear the same drums the Master heard?
Sorry, could you turn that drumming down? Where's the drumming?
Okay, we'll move on to...
Living picture with the drums, is it?
Right, yeah, I'm working on the drums. We're going to turn them down as soon as we can. Just, how about we move on to the last of the Time Lords? How'd you feel about that there, Aldred?
Ah, well... I do feel that possibly it wasn't as good as it could have been.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's...
Not too happy about the reset. And I was slightly disappointed that Martha didn't turn into a man like I did.
Okay, that's different. Haven't heard that one before. I've heard people are upset with it, and, you know, I can totally see that and so on, but...
Yeah.
Haven't seen that Martha into a man reaction. That's an interesting perspective you've got there.
Yeah.
Right. Well, to be honest, Eldred, I think that's all the time we have for today. So I appreciate your help here. We really do. Christian and I, we really applaud you for coming on out and helping us with this.
My pleasure. I'm now off to find my dead planet of Castria. Or was it the antimatter universe?
Whichever. They're both the same, you know? All right, bye-bye now.
And now for something completely different.
Christian?
Eldrad must live.
Christian. Christian, Eldrad, snap out of it, man.
Jeez, what? Oh.
Come on.
Oh.
We got a podcast to do. Wake up.
I'm here. I'm here.
All right.
Goodness me, what happened?
Have a cup of tea. Gerald, could you get him a cup of tea, please? It'll help clear his mind.
You, thank you very much. Jesus Christ. What's... That was disgusting.
What's the matter? What?
What is wrong with Gerald at the moment?
I don't know. He won't talk to me. I thought that you were going to talk to him.
I don't know. I mean, every time I try to speak to him, it's this kind of trail of flatulence.
Yeah. It's been worse than usual. It's almost like he's doing it on purpose now.
Yeah. I got that impression too. One of the windows melted when I was trying to ask him what was wrong earlier, and he just kept belching at me.
Yeah, it's not a pretty sight. It's not pretty at all. I mean, it's just...
No.
He handed me the drink, and I got a little bit of a hint of something in his eye there, and then it was the gas that he passed that really let me know, and... Right. I think we're back. We're back.
Aye.
Hello, everyone. We're back from that little musical break there. Hope you enjoyed that. Heck, there's no use pretending. Christian, there's something going on. Poor Gerald. There's something going on.
Yeah, he's not a happy Slovene, is he?
He's not. I mean...
You don't think he's been putting vinegar on his chips, do you?
Well, we removed all the vinegar, unless he's got a private stash around here somewhere that I don't know about.
Well, let's hope not. No, it can't be that. It can't be that.
Now, I did notice that Dr. Hula Hoop has been ordering a lot of drinks and a lot of food to his closet in Anthony's office.
Sorry, Dr. Who has?
Dr. Hula Hoop.
Oh, Dr. Hula Hoop. Yes, that's right. He's got a closet in Anne's office, hasn't he? And he's been ordering what?
He's been ordering a lot of food and drinks. I mean, which is fine. He's got it, you can drink. But, I mean, it's been, every minute on the minute, practically. And I think Gerald's not too keen with that. And, I mean, could it be that, our success at K-Towers, with our ever-expanding crew, is maybe getting on Gerald a little bit? Is that, happening?
You mean perhaps our Slovene butler, who we gave work to... simply to give him work, as he's not going to be returning to Doctor Who. Do you think perhaps we're overworking him?
I think it could very well be it. I mean, you saw how the look in his eye when we asked for a drink. I mean, normally he got a little bit of a smile. He was happy to help, happy to be a little worker for us and everything. But now, not so much. Maybe this 24/7 routine for him is starting to get a little old.
Perhaps we should get him some help then.
Maybe. But who?
But who? Well, there's the paving slab, isn't there?
Right, because that's never going to make it back to Doctor Who again. That's looking for work, guaranteed.
Yeah. We could maybe use it to do the washing up.
She doesn't have arms. She doesn't... Well, she could lick them clean.
Yeah.
But wait, somebody would have to hold her in place. She doesn't have arms. She doesn't have legs.
Gerald's got hold of... No.
Well,
no.
He wouldn't have to wash the dishes then. He just has to hold somebody else washing the dishes.
No, that's not going to work, is it?
No.
Carrionites? No.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to be good for us around the place, really. I mean, remember what they did with words, and all we deal with all day long is words. I think that's probably out.
Yeah, that's probably right. Krillitane?
Yeah. Krillitane. They try and eat us, more than likely.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, they get a little hungry at that.
What about, what do you call them? Those guys.
Those guys,
with the rock ship.
Oh, the Sycorax.
The Sycorax.
Right, and there's a lot of them.
There's loads of them.
That's right, that's great. We can have the Sycorax around.
We could have an army of Sycorax manservants.
Now that would be good, because then we could even assign some of them to each individual Cerberus contributor.
That's right, yes.
Then the only one that would be overworked is anybody who's a little greedy and ordering something a little bit too much. That would be good. And then Gerald gets a little bit of a break.
Yeah.
Because we can't let Gerald go. I mean, he's been quite phenomenal, aside from the occasional slip every now and again and the gas masks that we have to wear and so on. He's been pretty good. So I'm gonna buy to not get rid of him.
Okay, so are we going for Sycorax?
We'll have to. We'll get the ad in the paper. I think we're going to have to. That's the only way. Or maybe kind of galactic ad or something. How would we attract them?
Well, what did we do last time to attract them? We sent rockets up, didn't we?
We did, yeah. I guess we'll have to do that again, huh?
Maybe we could do that.
You know what? No, you know what? I don't think we need to go through that much. I think...
No?
I'll tell you what. Let's just say right here in this podcast, because I guarantee they're listening. They're not working. They're looking everywhere they can for a job. I guarantee you they pick this up.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and also, we've got the added bonus. If the Sycorax don't fancy it, they'll send the robot Santas.
Yeah, and then we'll know. And then, you know what? That's brilliant, because you're an IT guy. You can go ahead and reprogram the robot Santas if need be, and they'll be our alternative backup.
Oh, brilliant, yeah. Oh,
so there you go. It's a win-win.
Oh, it's genius. It's sorted. Everyone's happy.
Done. Perfect.
Okay.
Now nice. That's well, good. That's... We can move on, couldn't we?
We'll move on.
Perfect.
Get on with it.
Yes! Get on with it!
Yeah! But we'll conclude podcast number 5. 5. Imagine we got the 5, Brian.
Yeah, you know, we should have a party.
We got to 5. We should have what?
A party, shouldn't we?
Oh,
a little bit of
I think Joel's got enough to do for the time being. Yes, we'll conclude podcast 5 with a look at the other companion that we know of for series 4, which is, of course, Return of Freema as Martha Jones. She might have left the TARDIS, but she hasn't left for good.
I see a theme brewing for the brand new series of Doctor Who. And yep. That is returning friends. We saw right. Sarah Jane Smith make a return. We saw sure. Mickey make a return.
We did.
We saw Captain Jack make a return. We're now going to see Donna make a return. And we're going to see Freema make a return. We even saw K-9 return.
We did. And we saw the Master make a return.
Hey, well, that's what he does.
Do you think in Series 5 we might get Sally Sparrow back?
I think... we're probably not going to see her. And the reason is because all the fans on the internet are complaining about Catherine Tate and they want her instead. So I know Russell's sitting at home going, you know, I'm going to prove them wrong.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, on one hand, good for him. Absolutely right reaction. Yeah. On the other hand, it's a sad thing because he could be sitting there going, you know what? I'm going to prove them wrong about Donna, but man, do they have a point about Sally. You know,
well,
that would be a good reaction, but you know,
it would be. Yeah.
You know,
I think the first one's probably the case.
I think
and
so.
I would also just like to clarify for all our listeners out there, those of you who think I'm obsessed by Sally Sparrow, I am.
Yes, thanks for clearing that up. But I would like to clarify for all the fans out there that Christian is not only obsessed about Sally Sparrow, but also Dr. Grace Holloway. Just so you know, if you want to send letters or pictures or anything to Christian, anytime you want those two characters, I'm sure he'd be happy to accept. Just don't tell his wife.
Moving back on to Martha.
What do you think about Martha returning? What did you think about her leaving?
I'm a bit disappointed about her leaving.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, with the 12 months, whatever you take from the mysterious 12 months that happened to them,
sure.
Didn't happen to the rest of us. She spent 12 months away from the daughter, away from her family. She wants to get back on with stuff. It's totally in keeping with the character as introduced in Smith and Jones in the Shakespeare Code, if you like. She's a student. She needs to finish it.
Right.
It's
totally in keeping with real life. If you think about it, like how many times did Rose see her mom in danger and yet I can't leave the doctor's side? Now, I'm not knocking Rose because she did not want the doctor to go through the universe alone. And that was a brilliant thing. You know, she wanted to be there for him. She knew her family would be okay. But realistically, I mean, would you ever sit there and go, man, I almost just lost my family, everything I ever had. Let me do it all over again.
Yeah, I mean, it's the modern take on Doctor Who. I mean, if we step back in time 32 years, Sarah Jane introduced as a modern female role as a journalist, meets the Doctor, and slowly... particularly once he's regenerated, they're best buds, and she couldn't give two hoots about the life that she's left behind. Mm-hmm. She's having a really great time with the Doctor,
right.
Regardless of who dies, how big her bedroom is, whether or not she's dressed like Andy Pandy, etc.
Right.
Yeah. It's an ultimate dropout situation, isn't it? You're going to travel through time and space, so you don't have to worry about real life. But when you've got family, you do have to worry about real life. And I think that's basically at its most basic, what Martha's story is telling us.
And I think handled, again, like I said, very well in the end, where it, it made sense, and you actually saw, like, even the doctor, in his eyes, he knew, you know, she's not coming.
Yeah.
You know, he hoped, he had high hopes that maybe I'm wrong, but, you know, because, I mean, think about it, if he had, look what he was almost going to do for his family. You
sure.
know, the one surviving Time Lord, aside from him and the universe, and he was going to give up his life of hapless wandering and travel with him, you know, and, and protect each other, you know, and so it makes sense. It's a good realistic end, and it's an interesting thing that that her story's not done.
Yeah, I'm, that's brought us really nicely to the end of the fifth podcast as well.
Well, there we go.
So join us next time when we'll be discussing how to make a TARDIS smaller on the inside. We'll also be looking at how it is that 3/5 of the British population have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about right now. And Brian will be with me once again as we talk about things Doctor Who related. And we'll probably talk about how long David Tennant's going to be remaining in the role, hopefully forever. But until then, it's the end of the podcast, so it's goodbye from me.
And 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 it's goodbye from me. Goodbye.